Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Faith to Receive. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Without faith, it's impossible to please God. And here we just got through reading, if you shrink back, you pull back, you draw back, He's not pleased. What do we know then? Faith is not happening. So what is He pleased with? Stepping out, stepping forward, moving out, going for it. Read the next verse, and this needs to be a confession of all of us. What does it say? But we are not of them who draw back. Say it again. Say it again. We are not of them who draw back. He's into perdition or destruction, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Oh, get this, get this. Here he equates believing with stepping out. Doubt to pulling back, drawing back. Turn with me to the book of Romans, the fourth chapter. Notice this, Romans chapter 4. Somebody say glory to God. What pleases God? Faith. According to this verse we just read, what is faith? What's another definition of faith? Stepping out. Somebody say, stepping out. Stepping out. Stepping out. What's the opposite of stepping out? Pulling back. Shrinking back. The word shrink is probably the most technically correct in our language. Shrinking back, which has to do with hiding. Shrink back. Pull back. Actually, one translation said, the upright man will be living by his faith, but if he goes back, my soul, I have no pleasure in him. The Douay Ram says, my just man, my just man. Don't you like that? Somebody say, I'm his just man. My just man lives by faith, but if he withdraw himself, he will not please my soul. The easy to read says, the person who's right with me will live by trusting in me, but I will not be pleased with the one who turns back in fear. Turns back, goes back, pulls back, draws back. That's unbelief. Now, we read last week in Numbers 13 and 14. We saw this painted as graphically as you can see it. They sent out the 12 spies into the land. You remember that? They searched out the land. They came back. It was just like the Lord told them. Wonderful, beautiful, flowed with milk and honey. They brought back a bunch of grapes, took two men to carry on a pole. They said, yeah, but there's giants in the land. And the Lord had told them, go up. Get it. I've given it to you. Now go possess it. We read that to you from several different places. I've given it to you. Go take it. Go possess it. And what did they do? What did they do? Did they step out? Did they go get it? No. What did they do? They pulled back. They drew back into their tents and they cried all night and they felt sorry for themselves. And the Lord was angry with them, wasn't He? We need to understand this, friend. Unbelief angers the Lord. Why? Because it's a personal vote of no confidence concerning Him. People talk about doubt. Well, we all got some doubt and unbelief. Well, you know, all of us got a lot of unbelief we got to get rid of. Friend, that's nothing to be proud of. It's ugly. What you're saying is, I don't fully trust God. I know He's never lied. I know He's never failed me. But you know, He might this time. That's ugly. I said, that's ugly. And that's what unbelief is. That's what doubt is. They needed to believe two things. They needed to believe if He said He gave them the land, that it was theirs. Didn't they? No matter what they saw, no matter how many giants and walled cities, if he said it's yours, they need to believe. He said it's ours, it's ours. Then secondly, they need to believe they can take what God has given them. He didn't say it'd all be easy. He didn't say it'd all happen overnight. He didn't say it'd just fall on you. But he's with you. He's with you. He will empower you. He'll hold you with his right hand. He'll help you. He'll keep you. He'll lead you. He'll guide you. He'll send you the help. He'll send you the resources. But I mean, you can go to everybody in their brother's service and seminar, and you can get all the tapes, and you can pray and turn in 1,000 prayer requests. But at some point, if it's going to happen, you got to get up and step out. Right? How many of a man or woman is going to be born again? That's what's got to happen. They can be preached to for years. People can talk to them. They can share with them. They can give them scriptures. They can do all kind of things. But at some point, if they're going to be saved, they got to get up. Step out and say, Jesus, you're now my Lord. I'm going to receive you.
Yes,
somebody say, faith to receive.
Faith,
is used synonymously with the phrase of stepping out, possessing, laying hold. Now, where are you right now? Good. That's where I want you to be. Romans 4. Romans 4 and 13. Well, 12. Abraham is the father of circumcision to them who are not of the circumcision only, Romans 4:12, but who also walk in the steps of that faith of our father Abraham, which he had being yet uncircumcised. Notice, is Abraham held up to us as an example of faith? No question about it. Are we to operate like he did? I mean, faith hasn't changed. You got old covenant, new covenant, but faith is exactly the same today as it was in Genesis. Faith hasn't changed, never will. Faith is a God thing. We read Mark 11:22, have faith in God. The margin says, have the faith of God. The faith that you and I walk in, live in, is a measure of his own faith. So it can't change. It's the faith he used to create the planet with. It existed a long time before the earth did.
Amen.
But glory to God, you and I are made in his likeness and image.
Yes,
and he's teaching us how to operate.
Yes.
How many know good parents that do good things teach good children how to do what they do?
Yes.
Yeah, they show them. This is how mama does it. This is how daddy does it. And when they first start trying to do it, they may not be strong enough. They may not be able to put it all together. But when they get to be an adult, they could do it just like mama does it. Just like daddy does it. Oh, he's training us. I said he's training us. He's training us to do it just like daddy does it. How does daddy do it? Daddy believes in his heart. And he says it with his mouth. And it comes to pass. Glory to God. What's Junior supposed to be learning how to do? Who's Junior? You.
Yes.
And me.
Yes.
Are we not made in his likeness and image? Doesn't he call us his own sons?
Yes.
Aren't we his children?
Yes.
Didn't the Lord say, you know, be imitators of him, be imitators of God as dear children? This is how he operates. How big is this? How far does this go? This goes beyond this life. You know what you and I are going to be doing 1,000,000 years from now? You know what you're going to be doing? You ain't going to be fixing your hair. And you ain't going to be washing clothes or ironing. You won't be cleaning no floors. You know what you still will be doing though? You will still be believing in your heart and saying with your mouth, come on, come on. Only you will be doing it on a level that you haven't even imagined yet. Woo! Glory to God. How else do you think we're going to rule and reign with him? How do kings rule and reign? Someone says, well, we're not a king. Oh, yes, we are. Jesus is the King of
kings.
He is the Lord of
Lord.
Well, who's the kings he's king of?
Lord.
It's not the angels.
Lord.
Bible says, know ye not, you shall judge angels. They're sent to help us, minister for us and to us. We are the kings he's king of. How do kings rule and reign? They want a ditch dug. They do not look for a shovel. Come on now. The king wants a ditch dug. He doesn't look for a shovel. What does he say? Let the ditch be dug. He sits right there on the chair. Come on now. He sits right on the chair. He says, let the ditch be dug now. And people start moving and equipment fires up. That's how God operates. And did you know that you and I, even though we were dead in trespasses and sins, now we have been raised up together with Christ and made to sit together with Him in heavenly places at the right hand of the majesty of God on high. So do we need to be learning about faith to receive? You know we need to be learning about it. We need to get started in this thing because it's about to break out on a level that we haven't imagined. He's coming. I said, He's coming. He's coming. Soon and very soon. And the kingdoms of this world, all of them, shall become His. There'll be no more nation of this, nation of that. There'll be no more USA. It'll only be kingdom of God. And you and I are going to be given authority over different parts of it. And we're going to rule. How do you think you're going to do it? It won't be in unbelief. How will you rule and reign? How will you take care of it? How will you be over cities? Or bigger? How will you? You will do it by this. By believing in your heart and saying with your mouth. And you will have begun to learn it here and now. Only you'll just take it to the next level.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Steps to Receive, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1303G. That's R1303G, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.